Hi, California Ag Industry. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports.
Hi, Sean Haynes, giving you a weekly update on California commodity prices. U.S. dairy price, or California dairy prices, kind of held off and flatlined a little bit this week, actually moving up about a quarter to $15.29 per hundredweight on the announced price for the average next 6 months. A lot of that's really because the industry's trading on no data. There's nothing coming out of the USDA or the WASD talking about what milk production per cow's been doing for September or what cold storage is doing for both butter and cheese. The market's built in like a 3% increase in production. And that's kind of pushing these cheese volume, you know, worries and these butter volume worries up, which is kind of depressing prices. Meanwhile, at the same time, the EU is coming in. EU production has been gone up tear as well as they've recovered from some other issues in the past year. A lot of flood of cream and cheese products coming out of that area as well. And that difference, that benefit we had in the world markets kind of shrank down to where almost parity there. And that's also pushing our export volumes down a little bit. All being said, if this next, when the government turns on and this production report comes in, it doesn't show a 3% increase in production and doesn't show these inventories increasing at the rate they were expecting to in these pricing levels, we actually may get a little bit of a bump up in price and a recovery. If that happens, I've been telling my guys to kind of take some risk off the market and get out on the DRP if we can, just to make sure if there's another fall, we don't get hit by it. For the meantime, we're still in the red, but it hasn't gotten any worse and looks to maybe get better if things come to fruition when I'm expecting them to be. No real news on winter forage yet. Guys are planting that stuff. I'll give you an idea of what people are thinking, at least for price, when I hear about it. Hulls are about $89 north market, $105 south market per ton. Cull cow price about a 164 top end for high yielding Holstein cows, but a $135 for high yielding Jersey cows. Calf prices moved up again, staying that high at that higher range, about $16.50 for beef on dairy cross Holstein calf, $900 for a Jersey beef cross calf, and $1,000 for bull calves on the Holstein side across the board. Prices stay about on the 450 weights, still about that $530 per pound range. And we'll have to see if the sale next week or this week for Overland comes through and kind of supports that price again. If it kind of, the price moves up again, it'll support it. If it holds or falls, it's kind of make me think, hey, we've kind of hit the top of this market for a while. A lot of worries are that, hey, all the calf money is taking all the profit through the, you know, through the feedlot range. Feedlots, you know, here making about $2,250 per head on these loads that were going out the past couple weeks ago. Now at that $16.50, that's kind of a break even. There's a lot of consolidation going on in the calf industry out here in the California, especially in Texas too. And there's kind of two big operations, I won't say their name, really beating each other up, getting into the fact that, hey, they're contracting dairies to take their semen. They've got their own bulls, and they've got huge feedlots that they're running that are they're trying to get consolidation going on, so they kind of control the market a little bit. We'll see how that goes, but it's not good in the overall range, I think, for producers in general to have consolidation, because it reduces choices and also reduces pricing in the long run. So we'll have to see where that goes. Almond prices continue to hold about steady. You know, nonpareil is about 281 for the tops, cows about 262, average 267, 255 respectively. Industry-wide, they're kind of holding these prices pretty strong, and, you know, not really selling at the volume they could be selling to kind of push the price up. That's been working. A lot of folks think this crop's going to be smaller. Pricing continues to say the same thing. We'll have to see which side's right. Wine industry, about tens of thousands of acres of grapes being pulled out right now, trying to rebalance these new market forces. Younger generations are just, their tastes and their healthy living practices are way different than what they've been in the past. And, you know, this rising use and acceptance of cannabis as well. So I think that the industry's going to have to retool to kind of come back into play again. But until then, tons of acres coming out, probably 100,000 tons being left in the field to drop this year. And we'll have to kind of see where those guys go in the long run. But that's kind of a short and dirty of what I got in markets today. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.